For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is senior forward Caitlin Tugas out of Thunder Bay, Ontario. And your team's coming off of a great weekend against the Bulldogs, a sweep, and a five-game win streak against the Bulldogs. In all your time here at BSU as a senior, did you guys ever think you'd have a streak like that going against Duluth?
Probably not, especially with Shannon Miller behind their bench, but it's definitely an accomplishment. First time that we've had a season sweep against them in program history. So, yeah, we're pretty happy about it.
You scored the third power play goal on the weekend, Saturday, a 2-0 win, game-winning goal for you. What was it like for your team to get that many power plays? You guys had been struggling before that.
Yeah, for some reason, our power play was just clicking that weekend, and gives us a boost of confidence, I think, especially from the weekend before with Wisconsin getting nothing against them on the power play. So, yeah, it was great. It was great for all of us to finally put a few in.
How do you carry that confidence into a weekend against Minnesota? Another team is really good on special teams.
You know, I think it's just going to be the same thing, same details, but it's going to have to be just a lot quicker. Gophers are going to be really good with their sticks on their penalty kill. They got a lot of big defensemen that can reach, so it'll just have to be faster and hopefully get the same outcomes.
Your team's had some great success first half of the season, of course. Most wins in the first half for your team. You guys keep making history. Is that what you kind of pictured your senior season being?
You know, I don't want to make any expectations, but I like the way that it's going, and I hope that we can keep progressing as a team and reach the ultimate goal.
How much have your line mates pushed you? You're playing alongside Lauren Miller, who came into this season probably in her best shape, and Stephanie Anderson, a member of Team USA. How much has that helped you?
Definitely 100%. Playing with those two are it's incredible. Just the speed and strength that both of them have, it kind of helps my 5'4" figure out there. But no, definitely. We definitely hold ourselves to a high standard together, and we push ourselves.
You've got only three teams this year that have beaten you guys, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and North Dakota. That's quite the accomplishment, but what's it going to take to beat the Gophers this weekend?
To be honest, I think it's just gonna be, again, the details, like back-checking, proper forechecking, making sure that we're getting pucks in, we're getting pucks out, and definitely the amount of shots we're taking on net as well with traffic is going to be a huge part.
Looking back on your 4 years here at BSU, just how far has this team come?
Quite a ways, I'd say. Definitely Coach Scanlon has been a huge, huge part in that, and can't thank him enough for turning the page for us seniors that kind of had a rough start. But yeah, it's definitely come a long way.
What kind of personal goals did you set for yourself in the second half of the season?
Second half of the season, I just want to be better on special teams, definitely with power play, keeping a leader out there and hoping to get more goals. And the same thing on penalty kill, just trying to not allow goals against when I'm out there.
How fast has this year gone for you?
Pretty fast, yeah. It's kind of bittersweet, but going to enjoy it while it lasts.
What are your plans after college?
I'd like to further my education in medical fitness and the exercise science program, so kind of have open doors for that right now.
Tugi, thanks so much, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.